Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America, and happy 2022, happy new year to all of you out there listening to the program. It's the first program of the new year, and I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world too, via the internet and the satellite. And a special shout out goes out to our active duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, 911 dispatchers, Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort too, to keep us free and safe. To everybody that's out there working right now on the Third Watch, regardless of what it is you're doing, how you're doing it, busy night, obviously, thanks for keeping America rolling along. To our over-the-road truck drivers, thanks for keeping America moving as well. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, Getter, the same way. We're on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget that you can check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. You can listen to the program over there. You can also communicate with us over there. So there you go. Now, joining us from California, where it's still 2021, so we're going to talk to Kyle Warren in the last year mode, because I'm in the this year mode. So welcome to the program, the professor of politics, Kyle Warren.
Well, thank you, Captain. I hope you can hear me in the future. I'm in the past.
I'm in the future, and I can hear you. And all these people that are here, and we got people everywhere in Tampa tonight. I mean, the crowds are all over the place. Not only because of the football game, but because we got a whole bunch of tourists down here. And, oh, by the way, guess who's gracing South Florida with her presence?
Who's that?
AOC.
I think I saw a picture of her.
She and her boyfriend came down here to enjoy the nice warm weather and the free state of Florida, because they can't do what they're doing up there down here, lounging the way they were with no masks and dressed casually and a couple of nice cocktails on the table. They can't do that up there.
Yeah, what do you think about that, huh?
Well, that's a song. What do you think about that? All right, well, let's say the pledge and get rolling, and we have breaking news we got to get out there, too. So let's go with the pledge. Ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God. Our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian standards. Now, Kyle, we've got some more bad weather, which includes a tornado watch, some tornado warnings, severe thunderstorm watches and warnings, flood watches and flood warnings, and of all places for it to be headed, it's headed right back into where the tornado area was, Paducah, Madisonville, Hopkinsville, in Kentucky. It's a major line of storms. They've just had tornado warnings on the Arkansas, in near Russellville, Arkansas. I can't tell if they had a tornado there or not, because I'm not getting any information that I can confirm. So I'm not going to say that. I'm just going to say they had tornado warnings in the Russellville, Arkansas area within the last 15 to 20 minutes. Now, there's a major storm system, line of severe storms that is moving very close to Little Rock right now, but it's angled up towards Paducah and that area of Kentucky that got the tornadoes a couple of weeks ago. And God help us. I hope that they don't get the heavy rain, and I certainly hope they don't get the storm. Because if they get another storm with any significant wind in it, it'll blow down whatever was left standing.
Yes, exactly right. We're also, Captain, getting reports of some damage in southeast of the metro part of Atlanta, where they say a storm that had a tornado actually overturned some cars and damaged a school. So they definitely are looking at severe thunderstorms in northern Georgia tonight.
Yeah, there is a wide area right now on an angle, as I say, coming across that reaches into Georgia with tornado watches and a few warnings, but they're back into the Kentucky and back into the Arkansas and northwest corner of Tennessee area. That's where they are right now. So, ladies and gentlemen, I know it's not what you want to hear on a New Year's Eve, but you need to pay attention if you're in those states. You need to pay attention to your weather radio, and if the alarm goes off, heed the warning and do what you need to do, because this is the real deal. This is not just something we're telling you about because we like to talk. This is the real deal. And this is the front ahead of the big snowstorm that's coming behind it with the cold weather. And that's something else we'll be talking about. But right now, I want to do something that's traditional for the program, because if I don't, everybody's going to yell at me. I have a really good version of Auld Lang Syne, done by a group called Home Free. Now, if you see some of these guys in person, you recognize them because they're all individual singers that sing with groups behind some pretty famous names. But this is my little reward to everybody tonight on New Year's 2022.
Acquaintance be forgot and never brought to mind. Should old acquaintance be forgot and days of old lang syne. Yet for Auld Lang Syne. And here's a hand, my trusty friend, that gives a hand to thine. We'll take a cup of kindness yet for Auld Lang Syne.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please, call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
You bet I will. Thank you very much, Kyle Warren. And by the way, this portion of the program brought to you by Mike Lindell's My Pillow, MyPillow.com. Now, I told you they were going to have a special, that they were lining some things up to do that. And I got an email yesterday from My Pillow, and they told me that they've got hundreds of items over on the website, MyPillow.com, both on the homepage and then, of course, on the radio listener specials page that they have marked down in addition to what they already were, because they're trying to clean out some inventory, which I knew they were trying to do anyway, because they have some new items coming along as we get into 2022. So if you go over to MyPillow.com and you take a look at the homepage, you'll see some new things listed there. You'll see some fantastic prices that says, with your promo code, the price is so-and-so and such-and-such. Well, the promo code, the only one you ever need to know, is the word Captain. That's right, Captain is the promo code. Now, on the Radio Listener Specials page, which has got about 150 or so items on it, you'll see specials that are even larger than what's on the homepage. So, make sure you check that out. Again, promo code will always be the word Captain. Now, if you don't want to do business on the Internet because you're afraid of your information getting swiped or whatever, then you can call them on the phone and do business that way. Their number is 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459. So, it's MyPillow.com. Check out all the great specials they've got over there. The promo code is always going to be Captain, and the phone number is 800-641-5459. You're going to save a bunch of money, and you're going to really like what you see there. Okay, Kyle Warner, professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, talking about the bad weather, again, I'm looking at tornado watches all the way across the southern part of Kentucky, right through the areas that severe thunderstorm warnings, watches, and tornado watches, right straight through the areas that got the tornadoes a couple of weeks ago. I'm also looking at Tennessee, where the Memphis area, the northern part of Tennessee, just north of Nashville, have got storms coming through, and they've got a tornado watch all the way through there. Now, I'm looking at an area in Arkansas, right along about halfway down Oklahoma on the Arkansas line over towards Russellville, where they have a flood warning because of all the rain that's come through with the storms that went through there. And there very well might have been a tornado on the ground about 45 minutes ago there by the looks of what was going on. So that's problem number one. Problem number two is a big snowstorm coming across, which we will get into during the Truckers Highway and Bible Report, because it's a humdinger on a holiday weekend. Now, Kyle, thousands, of course, fled the Colorado wildfires that burned about 580 homes, we're being told. That number may go higher. That also doesn't count the businesses that were there, and also a shopping center that was destroyed, and a hospital that was damaged. No deaths have been reported. Six people so far have been reported injured. But the sheriff gave some ominous news. He said they have people missing again, and he would not be surprised if some of them turned up dead.
Yes, that's exactly right, Captain. It's a very sad but a developing story, obviously. One of those six people that were injured, we understand, was, in fact, a first responder, as a matter of fact. And you're right, the sheriff is saying that they could expect to find other people that have been injured or even people that have been killed. But over 30,000 people, Captain, had to get out of their homes.
They've been displaced.
That's exactly right. And also some 580 homes have been burned. I mean, think about that number for a moment. That is quite a lot of homes to have been lost.
That's a village anywhere in the country.
Exactly right. And so those winds, Captain, they died down now, but they were gusting up to 105 miles an hour.
More than that, 110.
Yeah. And
they
so
had confirmed 110-mile-hour gusts.
But it's definitely something that's a destructive in anybody's handbook.
And unfortunately, with the weather that's coming across, where we have the warm weather and the cold weather right behind it, and those two are clashing, that's when we get these storms. And that's why we're seeing what we're seeing right now tonight with the tornado watches and warnings and the severe thunderstorms and the heavy rain, because right behind that, Kyle, is big-time snow.
Yes, that's exactly right.
And Denver tonight and the area where they had the fires is getting snow. They're under a winter storm warning, so that snow is going to be a blessing in disguise, and it's going to take care of anything that was even remotely burning, or even slightly, because it'll put the fire out.
That's right. Right now in Denver, it's reading at 13 degrees, and they are reading light snow at this time.
Yeah, it's going to get, they'll have more.
That's right.
All right, now let's talk about something else. One of the movie actresses, one of the TV personalities that we saw a lot for years and years and years, she was kind of like the girl next door, mama type person, kind of like June Cleaver, if you will, with Leave It to Beaver. Betty White, the legendary TV actress and beloved national icon, passed away just 18 days shy of her 100th birthday. She was 99. She will be missed. And it's just a shame, because she was just such a nice, sweet person.
You know, Captain, she really was. You know, we hear the term national treasure.
That was one.
That was Betty White. She essentially defined that term, I think. And I remember when I was growing up, I remember her as Sue Ann Nivens on the Mary Tyler Moore Show.
Oh, yeah.
And she's always kind of snarky and so forth, but she was funny. And, Captain, she was a mainstay of television. I think she's the longest working actress.
She was on the Golden Girls for years.
That's right. But she was in the entertainment business for so very long. She even hosted her own variety show back in the 40s.
Yep.
And so she just had a long career, but also, I think, a life well lived. And she just brought joy to everybody who would watch her in these various roles. And she is going to be missed. And I think they broke the mold, Captain, with Betty White.
Yes. By the way, in our state of Florida, the Miami Democratic mayor, that is a Democrat that's mayor down here in Miami, who started a little bit of a brouhaha this week by saying, where is Governor DeSantis? We haven't heard from Governor DeSantis. Well, we know full well where the governor was. His wife is battling breast cancer, and she's getting treatment. You're aware of that, right?
Oh, yes.
Well, she was getting her cancer treatments, and he was along as her inspiration to give her a hand because she was going through a little bit of a tough bout. Now, that her name is Casey. She's a tough cookie, but, you know, to handle that sort of stuff is really difficult.
Well, of course. I mean, this is something that a lot of people have, are going through, and it is something that is not easy. Yeah.
So to this Miami mayor, and I don't care who he is, I know he's a Democrat. That's all I need to know. I'm going to say two words, shut up.
Well, certainly.
And I'm being disrespectful, but I don't care. He deserves it.
Well, certainly, even in the realm of politics, Captain, if you know that someone is taking care of an incredibly important personal issue, medical problem,
right.
That you don't zing them for that. And that's just low brow, and it's very low blow.
All right. Now, an MSNBC host... You got to love MSNBC because these morons over there have no idea what they're talking about. Said, and I quote, most Americans just don't care about the Build Back Better's cost. Well, really?
Well,
really?
Most Americans do care about the cost.
That's why they don't want it.
Right. That's why it's incredibly unpopular. This is exactly why, Captain, Democrats are calling for Joe Biden, President Biden, to do things by executive order to, quote, pass it. You know, and so that they don't care how much it costs. That's the problem. But the American people certainly do, because the American people have to sit at their own kitchen table and work out the budget of how much money comes in and how much they can spend. But these Democrat Party elite, they don't have that problem.
Right. Well, there's a lot of things in that bill that nobody's talking about, part of which happens to be the House Voting Rights Bill that got passed. H.R. 1 was included in there as SB 1, but it's not being described that way. But they had a lot of the provisions in there to change the voting system, and that's wrong. That's another reason why we can't pass it, not to mention the fact that there is $400 million worth of new taxes in there that will not be paid by the most affluent and the people that make the most money. It'll be paid by the people in the middle, again, as it always is.
Well, sure. That's why when you hear nonsensical things said like, no one under $400,000 will see their taxes.
That's nuts.
Right. It's a ploy.
Okay. Liberal ABC, CBN, and New York Times journalists have shifted it. Well, we'll have to wait till we come back. But we're going to talk about the shift by the liberal media on the coronavirus message as the Omicron virus has now kicked into the scheme of things. We'll tell you about that when we come back. Don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch. Kathy's going to take us to break.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Cities around the world are ringing in the new year and celebrating 2022.
Happy New Year! There were no fireworks in central London due to the Omicron variant surge. In New York City, they're having scaled back celebrations as well. All attendees must be fully vaccinated and be wearing a mask. President Biden and First Lady Jill Biden sent out a New Year's Eve message on ABC TV.
Happy New Year, America.
From our family to yours, we wish you peace, joy, and good health in the year ahead.
The CDC has recorded nearly 2 million new COVID-19 cases in the past week. At least 15 states have now reported their highest single-day totals ever. Hospitals are saying they're seeing a staggering surge in COVID patients, and 99% of them are unvaccinated. This is USA Radio News.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
You found it, the most listened to radio program in the overnights, the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
All righty, thank you very much, Jeff. We appreciate that. And this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Relief Factor. Relief Factor is part of my daily regimen that I take. It is a vitamin supplement, but it also helps with pain, with swelling, and with inflammation, all of which I have a problem with. It's an all-natural product. I'll tell you about it, but I've been taking it for 7 years. Now, Relief Factor, the ingredients in it are what makes it work. Turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3, which are all products that are made from fish oil, botanical and fish oil products that are made from a clinically developed formula that supports the regularization of key enzymes and proteins in your body, something you need to have anyway. Now, it helps to support the body's natural response to inflammation as well as swelling. It goes to lower and eliminate pain associated with whatever the problem is that you've got. And if you've got a problem, let's say you've got a problem with your right shoulder, like I do. I have arthritis in it. And every now and then it'll just start to ache. And then my left wrist will start to ache as well because I have bursitis in my left wrist. Thank you very much. And then, of course, my spine has been fused, my back, L2 and 3, that'll start to ache a little bit. But what happens is if I have to take an extra packet of Relief Factor, it stops it. Otherwise, it will slow it down, and that's the end of that. And that's what it'll do for you. It works for me. It'll work for you. Plus, it's 100% drug-free. So all you got to do is go to the website they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. Try the three-week quick start. It costs $19.95. There's no joining clubs, none of that stuff like some other places do. We don't do that here, especially on my website. You buy the product, you get the product, period, end of story. relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain, $19.95 gets it all started, and then it kicks into automatic delivery, and that can be done any way you want, monthly, bi-monthly, or whatever. Okay, back to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Now, Kyle, during the news, I heard a report coming from Colorado. A Colorado County sheriff said he would not be surprised if the death toll in these fires reached 1,000 people, and I certainly hope he's wrong. Now, what do you know about that?
Well, Captain, yes, we're trying to confirm the quote in terms of which county sheriff may have said.
Yeah, I can't find that yet.
Yes, we do know that the Boulder County Sheriff is named Joe Pelle, if you pronounce it that way. We have not been able to see that quote yet, but he is the one that essentially made sure that everybody was evacuating. And, of course, there are other reports that they don't have any reports of missing people yet, but there's still a lot of...
Well, they're coming in. The reports of missing people are starting to come in because there are homes. The cars are there, you know, like the people's cars are there, homes are there, and the people are missing. That's all I know.
And also thousands of people, of course, are under the evacuation order, so it may also take some time to try to get a tally or so have everybody sort of check in. But that being said, the nature of these storms and the nature of this weather is going to cause a lot of chaos before we get any real definitive information about that.
Yeah, very much so. All right, well, let's go back on over here to what we're doing. And good morning to everybody in the chat room. And Happy New Year to all of you, because they're in there chiming in, telling us Happy New Year. So there you go. And I hope everybody has a wonderful 2022. We deserve it, all of us. Now, liberal ABC, CNN, and New York Times journalists are shifting their wording and their verbiage on the coronavirus as the Omicron variant surges. They're saying we don't orient our lives around the flu, meaning the Omicron variant. Really?
Right. Well,
you think I think that's a bunch of crap, because they're all about, oh, the COVID this, the COVID that, the cases are. Well, the reason the cases are up is because of the Omicron variant, but it doesn't mean everybody's going to die because it's not that bad.
Well, again, this is the kind of thing that we're hearing, and it seems to be staying pretty much tracking with this, Captain, that we're not getting the reports of people who are getting severely ill. I know that there are some, but it's not widespread in that sense, and the Omicron variant does seem to be mild by comparison.
Do you know what this Omicron variant is actually doing for the country?
What's that?
It's rapidly giving it herd immunity.
Well, it's spreading very quickly, and it's spreading even in some cases if people have been vaccinated and even boosted.
Correct, but they're not getting sick enough to where they're collapsing and having to be carted off in an ambulance to the hospital. That's a bunch of nonsense. Now, some people may be getting taken there because they're going, oh, my God, I've got COVID, and they scare everybody half to death, and they got to take them to make sure they're okay. But there's not, and the other thing is, in my state of Florida, where it's been fairly warm, except for 2 days here, 2 days there. They say the numbers are way up and this, that, and the other, and all that sort of stuff. Well, maybe they are, but the hospitals aren't jammed.
Well, that's right. Now, ask yourself this
question.
People
are going home and they're taking their whatever. And by the way, a flu shot. My doctor told me a flu shot takes care of this. If you're that concerned, go get a flu shot.
Well, that's interesting. You know, obviously, the flu and the Omicron variant are two different things. So,
right.
That's a pretty interesting thing that the.
But the flu shot will keep it under wraps.
Well, but ask yourself this question: if the Omicron variant had been the original kind of illness that we would have seen back in early 2020, we would never have had the kind of response that we had to Delta. So, in other words, we would never have shut things down and so forth. But now, of course, the reflex reaction mm-hmm. is to try to shut things down.
Mm-hmm.
But in other words, we need to really see, is this, mm-hmm. you know, what does this do and how do we react to it without shutting things down?
Well, now AOC shows up in South Florida with a male companion. Somebody said it was his boyfriend. Somebody else said a male companion. So I don't know who it is. I've never seen the guy before because her companion, her boyfriend, I thought, was dark complexion. And this person that I saw was not dark complexion. They were very much white and Caucasian, had a beard and a little bit of hair. But AOC shows up in South Florida, ditching New York, wearing no mask for drinks, in the free state of Florida, sitting at a table, and then she claims that the Republicans are motivated by their sexual frustrations in her Twitter rant that she put out there today amid her Florida trip controversy.
Well,
the woman is nuts.
Yeah, I have no idea who she's seeing or who her boyfriend is, but I'll tell you this. I think Captain O'Brien...
See, with that, I have two words. So what?
Yeah, well, the expression scraping the bottom of the barrel comes to mind because to put that kind of tweet out, really? I mean, honestly, this is an American member of Congress who's going to put that kind of tweet out, and it just shows that they've got nothing left. She absolutely has zero left to say that would be on point or at all be coherent on this on any political subject, it seems. So that's that. She's shown us exactly, you know, where she's ended up here.
Yeah. And George, the Godfather, just chimed in about this particular story, and I told him, he says he's having a tough time not choking on all the laughter he's got coming out over this.
well, but
because she shows up down here, okay, doing all the complaining and bitching and griping about, oh, they're not wearing a mask, oh, they're not doing this and not doing that, and she's doing none of the above.
Well, isn't that typically what the elite will typically do? It's like rules for me, but rules for thee, but not for me. I have the ability, the capacity to go somewhere else and leave you far behind in your COVID rule structure. And I'm going to go to a red state with Governor DeSantis and whoop it up for New Year's. I mean, it just doesn't get any better than that, does it?
Yeah, they're coming down here to do their partying.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, that's a commercial for Florida.
And bring it on. Well, you know, the Big Apple has had an illustrious history of great mayors and also bad ones, too. Well, the worst one that I can think of, Bill de Blasio, just left office tonight. He stayed there long enough to push the little button and push the ball down. And then right after that happened, the new mayor, Eric Adams, got up there with his family and took the oath of office. And he said, better times are coming to New York. Well, we'll see. We'll see. I certainly hope so.
I hope so, too. New York is America's city. It's a travesty what has been happening to New York. And de Blasio is good riddance. I think most New Yorkers would say that.
Well, number one, they need to get the crime under control, and I believe Eric Adams will do that based on the things that I've heard. Plus, the police and the firefighters are encouraging him to do whatever, and they're saying they've got his back, and that means a lot there. But New Yorkers can expect mild weather for another day or two before this cold weather comes across. So that's going to help out with all the different celebrations and whatnot that's going on. And I didn't see a lot of people bundle up in Times Square tonight, did you?
No, it doesn't look like it's super cold, as it has been in many years past, for many years past.
Okay, yeah. Well, hold that thought. And, folks, when we come back, we're going to have the Truckers Highway and Byway with Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. And remember, on this program, it's all about we the people, because these people we elect work for us, and we can vote them out anytime we have the numbers to do it. Let's do it in 2022 and start the year out right by putting people in there that want to work for us, not tell us what to do.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
This is Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
Step to the left.
Got a little boom in my big truck. Gonna open up the doors and turn it up. Gonna stomp my boots in the Georgia mud. Gonna watch you make me fall in love. Get up on the hood of my daddy's tractor. Up on the toolbox, it don't matter. Down on the tailgate, girl, I can't wait to watch you do your thing. Shake it for the young bucks sitting in the honky tonks. From the rednecks rocking till the break of dawn. The DJ spinning that country song. Come on, come on, come on. Shake it for the birds, shake it for the bees. Shake it for the catfish swimming down deep in the creek. For the crickets and the critters and the squirrels. Shake it to the moon, shake it for me, girl. Oh, country girl, shake it for me, girl. Shake it for me, girl. Shake it for me. Country girl, shake it for me, girl.
Street Girl, Shake It For Me, and that goes out especially for Cynthia, Elizabeth, and Karen tonight. And I hope you ladies are all having a great night doing what you're doing, because we're keeping it going here on the Radidio, and that's exactly what we're going to do. But I'm going to bring Kyle in here. Kyle, I'm going to just mention this real quick, and then we're going to go from there, because God knows we got, my God, we got more weather than we got in the segment right now. This is really bad. Now, we got to get into this, because we've got severe weather exactly in the area where it was before with the tornadoes from a couple of weeks ago. Now, unfortunately, this weather is right dead slap over the top of those same areas right now with severe thunderstorms, possible tornado watches. There is definitely a flood warning for that whole area where the tornadoes came through tonight. So we certainly hope that the people will be all right. But winter storm watches and warnings are in effect from the Rockies into the Midwest, as a significant winter storm is expected to bring heavy snow, icing, and bitter cold to the region. And I mean, it's going to get really cold over the weekend, folks, going up into the northern part of the country. And then that cold front's going to angle itself down here to where I'm at. So by Monday morning, we're going to have temperatures possibly in the 40s, as well as Tuesday again. Now, the system will also bring a heavy snowfall and rain also, and severe storms to portions of the south all the way through New Year's Day into the New Year's night. So, Kyle, take it away.
Well, thank you, Captain. Right now we're tracking a lot of rain in Arizona. This is going to be up in the Flagstaff, Sedona area, also down through Prescott, and also in spotting around there in Phoenix, spots of rain that are going on there. But if you're coming over towards Gallup, New Mexico, you're definitely going to be going through some rain there on the interstate as you make your way to Gallup and Albuquerque, a rain south of Albuquerque. Snow right now reading in Santa Fe, where it's 31 degrees, and if you continue on up Interstate 25 up into southern Colorado, up through Colorado Springs, you got a mix of rain and some snow. Looks like the snow is going to be west of I-25, and of course, as we talked about earlier, those terrible wildfires happening near Denver and outside and Boulder. They're getting some help, of course, with Mother Nature putting some snow there, and that's exactly what they needed, no doubt about that. But as you come out of Denver heading across I-70, it's just blanketed with winter storm warnings, avalanche warnings. This heads all the way down, of course, down through into New Mexico again, but also west, I should say, over into Utah, where we have avalanche warnings, winter storm warnings all up and down Interstate 15. The same goes for southern Idaho, especially around Idaho Falls. Up in Montana, we still have wind chill advisories, very, very cold up there, and also winter storm watch along east of Seattle, all the way down through the central part of Oregon, down into parts of northern California.
Well, here we go with the cold weather first. North Dakota, South Dakota, Minnesota, Wisconsin, Nebraska, Iowa. We got some real cold temperatures there. I'll just leave it at that. The winter storm is moving across I-80, portions of I-90. Once you get over towards Chicago, over east, it's going to continue to move to the east. It's also along I-70. It's raining in St. Louis, but there's snow not very far behind it, so the temperature is going to drop, which is why we're getting all this severe weather right now. You've got the cold meeting the warmth, if you will. Winter storm warnings are heavily in place right now along I-80, all the way across to Chicago. Michigan, you're going to get your share of snow, too. Now, upstate New York, the lake effect machine has kicked in from Buffalo over to along the lake, along over to Oswego, and then it picks up again around Pulaski on I-81, goes up to the Thousand Islands Bridge, covers the entire northern part of New York, across to Vermont, across to New Hampshire, and it's snowing very hard in the northern part of Maine tonight. You've got rain along the coastline of Massachusetts, also Cape Cod, down around Long Island, down into New York City. There's rain forecast
You've got fog again tonight along the coastline. The dense fog advisory is up for the pretty much the whole state of Florida. Again, I do see the fog developing, so be advised you're probably going to be driving in fog tonight down here. And finally, unsettled weather conditions for Alabama right now because of what's going on with the weather. It's going to get colder. And we have a big-time frost warning right now for the eastern part of Texas, north of Houston, all the way down along the coastline of the Gulf, believe it or not, all the way down to Galveston, and almost all the way to the Mexican border. We have a frost warning down through there tonight, so it's going to get really cold. And the storms that are coming across, the severe thunderstorm warning and flooding, is in the northeastern corner of Texas, on over into Arkansas. I-30 certainly coming up through there, you're going to be in it. I-40, you're going to be in it. And again, the same areas that had the tornadoes a couple of weeks ago, you're getting really bad weather right now, and it's not going to get any better. There's another line of storms behind what's hitting you now. Okay, Kyle, tell us about the Pilot and Flying J.
Thank you, Captain. Folks, it's a brand new year. Here we are. It's January 1st, and what a great way that you can save money as you go into the new year is when you stop by the Pilot and Flying J, which brings you the Truckers Highway and Byway Report. Be sure to join the Drivers Club. Start earning points on all the things that you buy at the Pilot or Flying J. You're going to build up those points, be able to use them for all kinds of great things when you stop back in to the Pilot and Flying J. Simply go to pilotflyingj.com to join, download the My Rewards Plus app, or stop in on site, get a great cup of coffee, and join the Drivers Club. You won't be sorry.
Yeah, absolutely. And, folks, we'll be right back coming up here after the top of the hour. We're definitely going to talk a little bit more about some stuff. And we're going to get into, Kyle and I are going to get into some of the big stories of 2021 and what we expect to see happen in 2022, because this is going to be the year that we're going to make things happen in Washington, D.C. by voting the bums out. It can be done. It needs to start now. Right now, the planning needs to be done, and it is. The planning actually started back after the election last year, and we need to get this right this time around, and I believe we're going to. So, the Captain's America Third Watch is coming right back with more, and if you want to opine, the number is 877-969-8600. But in the meantime, let's get a little something here from the guy I was just talking to.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned for another great hour of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after your top of the hour news. Don't go anywhere.
That's right. And we'll be back with more. Thank you for tuning in. Happy New Year. Happy next year. Happy 2022. And I hope all of your wishes come true and you have the best luck possible.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.